Thank you, Jimmy. June 24th, 1962. Go back a year, and it's hard to remember what you said or did that night. Go back a decade, June 24th, 1952, and you walk among strangers. Even you yourself were different from what you are tonight, a different person bent on different errands and with different fears and different dreams. But occasionally you can remember names, places, the things people said, almost as if a whole generation sat briefly for its portrait and then hustled away, busy with the task of growing old. Let's go back 14 years, 14 years ago tonight, June 24th, 1948. Heat across most of the country, heat, and from the south across the middle Atlantic states to the central plains, scattered thundershowers. Rain and a heavy heat in Boston. It got up to 80 in the afternoon, rain and hotter still in Philadelphia, and the sounds of many voices. They had gathered there to nominate a man to run for the office of the President of the United States. The voting would start that afternoon and extend into the night. But first, as always on such occasions, time for some "the gang's all here" type oration, a way of saying our team is going to win, and here's why. Mrs. Claire Booth Luce goes to the podium.
Then there is dissenter, or the Pendergrass wing of the Democratic Party. That's run by the Wampum and the Boodle Boys, the same big city bosses who gave us Mr. Truman in one of their more pixelated moments.
June 24th, 1948, 14 years ago tonight, 95 degrees in Philadelphia, and rain too in New York City, rain beating down on Yankee Stadium, where Joe Louis, heavyweight champion, and one Jersey Joe Walcott, challenger, had agreed to contest to determine which man were the more efficient in rendering the other incapable of aggressive action. The champion, some were saying, had been around quite a while. Sooner or later, someone will... But they would not fight that night. Rain, turning Broadway's asphalt into sleek twin rivers. And just off Broadway that night, a theater marquee announcing that here, six nights of every week, was acted out the delightful drama of Brigadoon, the story of two young people who contrived a day so lovely that it was almost, that's their word, almost like being in love.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, or I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
All the music of life seems to be
like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
June 24th, 14 years ago tonight. Shoppers from the New York Times surveyed food markets in the area and reported that a pound of asparagus varied in price from 12 to 27 cents. You could buy a pound of lima beans for 15 cents, although they were as high as 25 in some stores, and porterhouse steak ranged from 89 cents a pound to $1.40. June 24th, President Truman signed the Selective Service Act, which provided for the registration of all men between the ages of 18 and 25, and the draft of enough men to build an army of 837,000 men, a Navy and Marine Corps of over 666,000, and an Air Force of 502,000. The law was exquisitely timed. That very day, the East Germans began their attrition against the Western forces in Berlin. And the newscasts that night from Germany were somber harbingers of what was to come.
Masters of timing, the Russians tonight give tense, unhappy Berlin no peace. First, the French sector of the city will feel the increasing food shortage. Their control radio warned Berliners tonight, and then the British, and then the American. All within 24 hours, they've halted rail traffic from the western zones to Berlin, and trains bearing food for the city are piling up in Bisonia. Their generators are now parceling out electricity to the western sectors. Today, they halted the supply of milk to German babies in the western sectors, and the Americans had to step in with supplies of powdered milk. Economic pressure of the cruelest sort, but if prolonged, effective. General Clay said today only war will get us out of Berlin. Tonight, many Americans, realizing the Russians would ease off if we left, are wondering if a prolonged war of hunger wouldn't do it too. This is Ed Hawker in Berlin, and that's what's happened in Germany today.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
now
roar.
Now really, I've got to scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
Baby, it's
16 years ago tonight, the first 15 months of European relief had cost Americans over $16 billion. It would cost more. TV was beginning to have its impact on American culture, and the movies were beginning to feel the competition. Buttons and Bows, we sang, and Slow Boat to China, and Baby, It's Cold Outside. But it was hot that night, 95 degrees in Philadelphia, and a lot of work to do. It's not easy picking a man to run for the presidency, and this year it had a special tenseness. On the first ballot, Thomas E. Dewey got 434 votes, 224 for Robert Taft, 157 for Harold Stassen, and Michigan's favorite son, Arthur Vandenberg, 62. On the second ballot, Taft picked up 50 votes, 274. But Dewey got 515, a slim 33 votes away from the needed 548. There was a brief recess, and then, that night, the voting started again. It was Dewey all the way this time. Dewey unanimously nominated. Dewey chosen again as the man to pitch the Democrats out of the White House.
Speaker Martin, fellow Republicans. You, the elected representatives of our Republican Party, have again given to me the highest honor you can bestow, your nomination for President of the United States. I thank you with all my heart for your friendship and your confidence. I am profoundly sensible of the responsibility that goes with this nomination. I pray God that I may deserve this opportunity to serve our country in all humility. I accept the nomination.
What started on that rainy night in Philadelphia developed into one of the most surprising elections in the history of American politics. President Truman, who virtually no one thought would win, did win. And we all hurried on to our appointments with tomorrow. Oh yes, one other thing. That Lewis-Wolcott fight was held the following night. Wolcott was knocked out in 2 minutes, 56 seconds of the 11th round.